This is a production of Cornell University.
All right, it's officially 4:49, and I'm calling the second student assembly meeting to order. Would the clerk please call the roll? You don't have, okay.
Will the VP internal operation?
Hold on, I gotta load it up.
Should
we
no
do
problem.
Something before we...
No problem.
Before the roll?
How's everyone doing? That's great. You know there's room for you now.
Great, you haven't seen me?
Okay.
Do you like to watch I hijack my younger brother for making his credit card?
No. All right. Will the Vice President of an Internal Operations please call the roll?
Okay, Adam Gitlin?
There.
We'll send it to you.
We'll send it to him? Adam Nicoletti?
Here.
Adam Wolf?
Here.
Anisha Chopra?
Here.
Adam Reverett?
You're coming. You're later. Anisha's not here. Anisha is unexcused. Ashley Pinkney?
Okay.
Dan Goldberg?
Here.
Dan Kerr?
Here.
Dara Brown? Aaron Zolman, Jeffrey Bach, Greg Hoffman, Ben Kay, John Mueller, John Rao is here, Mohit Gurjani,
present,
Natalie Rapp,
here,
Nature Fison, Renil Desai, Stephen Breeden is, you're here? And Ulysses Smith is excused. He's here? Oh, he told me he was...
I'll be leaving.
Oh, he's leaving. Okay. All right. I got the attendance. I'll send it to you. We can move on.
All right. Moving on to open microphone. If there's anyone in the audience that would like to speak that's not on our agenda, we invite you to come speak now. All right. Seeing none, we're going to move on to announcements and reports. Our first announcement is from the Vice President of Finance, Adam Nicoletti.
One second. Can you go to the next one?
Yes. Our first report is going to be from the Vice President of Outreach, Ulysses Smith.
Wonderful. Hello, everyone. Just a couple of things. A reminder, if you're going to do an outreach event, please do that 2 weeks before, or like not a week before the event.
Thank you.
Great. Make sure that we're going to have a fantastic event on Monday. We know we need to do an event this morning. Also, the Neil and Stephen is the block party that Saturday. Also, and thanks to all the elected representatives and the individuals in the audience who came out to support that. Big event, major event tomorrow. Wago will be celebrating its 20th anniversary. It's called the Purple. So the president will be there. Stephen Murphy will be there. There'll be a big commemoration. It's not going to be on the Oblego lawn anymore. The founders of Oblego will also be there, and many other native individuals. But it will no longer be on the Oblego lawn. It's not going to be moved into a hotel due to weather conditions. With 1 degree, and then I think there's an air quality filter in later that evening to check back.
There's one closer
to the ground. So that's another great way for individuals on the SA to go into a different community. Yes, you might have to flip to north for some of you, but hey, it's worth it.
Great. Alright. Moving on to the next announcement by Vice President Nicoletti.
I just wanted to provide an update on the FAC and bylaw funding, both of which apparently now are due tomorrow. The reason why I delayed is because apparently RE sent an email out saying that budgets are now delayed. The online budget submissions are now delayed for tomorrow. Do you want an update on that?
Hold on. Oh, I see. I'm moving on. Okay, and that's due to server issues and web pages, kind of the inclement weather, and also new policies. Is that why you're sending it? Online system is going to accommodate online documentation, which has been working now, and a checklist that gets attached to your email once you have approved your budget, and obviously a second chance opportunity for documentation changes. But obviously we're working out the kinks now, so if there are frustrations with the system, have them reach out to the SAFC co-chairs, have them reach out to SAFC at assembly.cornell.edu. They have a lot of demand on that. Listserv right now, but have them do that because I'm sure that there are a lot of concerns. And then byline funding, I've met with all the byline funding organizations to check over their budgets and their applications. They should be coming in tomorrow at 4 p.m. as well. So the nexus of all financial matters and funding matters at Cornell happens 4 p.m. tomorrow. Hearings will begin on September 19th, and the SA will hear its first byline request on September 22nd, that Thursday. That'll be for EMS, See You Tonight, and Welcome Weekend.
Okay. I know a lot of you guys are sending, like me and Nicoletti, your like questions to be sending you. SAFC email is SAFC@cornell.edu, not SAFC assembly.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I mean, we're happy to answer questions on an individual basis, but you're going to get better service if you use that listserv.
Thank you. All right, moving on to an elections update by Director of Elections Adam Rabrit.
Hi guys, I'm glad to see some familiar faces out there in the audience of people that are running. So we have a very large election that is about to be underway. For everyone on the assembly and in the audience, we have four candidates for the transfer representative seat, five candidates for the engineering representative seat, two candidates for the CALS representative seat, and 33 candidates for the freshman representative seat. So congratulations to all of the FA for our hard work at making that happen. Sorry for you freshmen in the audience that have to run again. 32 other people. The next date that we have, so we had our campaign meeting last night, so campaigning is officially underway. So look out for quarter cards, posters, and shopping that are around campus. The next election event that's taking place is on September 15th, and it's the candidate forum. So everyone on the FA, I'd really appreciate it if you guys could make it out to that and show your support for the new candidates and new candidates in the audience try to make it as well. I look forward to the spring election. So for the Cal seat, there's one, engineering there's one, transfer is one, and freshman is four. Any other questions?
All right, thanks, guys. All right, the next announcement is by Representative Tripison, the LGBTQ Greek event announcement.
Coming out of your house, I need to know.
Great. And now we have a Cayugas Watchers update by Representative John Mueller.
Where we're doing it now is we present the IFC's and letters last night. We've been working a lot with the TVNS and the county commission, so say all lots of the organizations on campus will present that as well. And the next step here is to really get past these early training, these early planning stages, and get past building community support here and really move into implementation a little bit. We have our first student meeting tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Do you have a location for that, Matthew?
Statler 291.
Okay, it'll be Statler 291 for the meeting here. And any of you who would like to come out, we would appreciate that support. There'll be lots of group members from many different organizations there. We're hoping to sell out the crowd. And from there, we'll be working on figuring out recruitment, figuring out advertising, really getting the program rolling so we can hopefully launch it in the spring.
Great. So are there any more announcements from representatives? Yes. Representative Kerr?
Just real quick, my outreach event is going to be an ice cream social. It's going to be on Friday, December 23rd on the Adcock and Kennedy Hall. And I'm going to need a few volunteers to help me scoop ice cream for like 200 to 300 people. So I'm going to send out emails on the listserv, and if you want to help me out, that would be awesome. Ice cream is coming from the dairy bar. So, we're just outsourcing to Perry. So it's going to be a lot of cool flavors and fun. So, yeah.
Flavors.
Great. Any more announcements? All right. Seeing none, moving on to our next section of new business, since we have no unfinished business. The first resolution is Resolution 3, altering SASB spending on unused funds. Just to reiterate from my email last night, if you want to speak, just get on the speakers list, raise your placard, raise your hand. I'd love to hear the new members speak and state their opinions. It's been tabled? All right, so Resolution 3 has been tabled. Moving on to Resolution 5, the Student Assembly Meeting Accessibility. I believe we have representatives in the audience as well from CUDA. Can you turn on your mic? Yeah, so that was a point of information that I'm going to direct to the Vice President of Public Relations, Mohit Gaurisani.
All right, so basically what we plan on doing is we have the Vice President of Internal Operations compiles what we call the SA Weekly, which is a list of all our meetings for the week. What we'll do is we'll circulate that to the general student body, as well as put it on our website. So that's primarily how we make everyone else aware of our meetings right now. And I'd love to get more people to our meetings. If you have any suggestions, I'd love to take them. I was at your seminar last Wednesday, or your event, so I'll take what I learned from there and apply it to our organization.
All right, so yeah, so I guess this is a new business, so we can't actually vote on this today, but all representatives can ask questions. All right, there's been a motion, there's a second, so we need 2/3 of the members present to move to business of the day. I'm going to motion to rule by placards, so if you're in favor of moving this to new business of the day so that we can vote, please raise your placards. Can you raise your placard one more time? Sorry about that. And those not in favor, please raise your placard. All right, and those that abstain, please raise your placard. All right, by a motion of 12-1, the motion passes. This is now new business, so you can ask questions, argue, debate, and we can actually vote on this motion today. So this is a new speakers list. Does anyone want to speak on this amendment or this resolution? Okay, Representative Kerr.
I call the question.
All right, there's been a call to question. There's been a second, but there's also been dissent. So now we are going to vote on whether to vote. This also needs a 2/3 majority.
Can I explain the dissent? Yes. I'll withdraw if you explain it.
All right, please just explain your dissent.
So I went to CUDA's event last week, and I'm very for this, but I just think that we could phrase it a little better, and I can, you know, provide reasons. So, for example, right now, our resolution says, be it therefore resolved that the Student Assembly holds committee meetings in locations that are accessible to students with disabilities, as noted by the Cornell Student Disability Services Division. What that kind of says, that implies that we can't use the LOP, and really what it is we should only be holding meetings that are open to the community in areas that are, you know, accessible to students with disabilities. And general meetings that are closed, for example, like appropriations, you can feel free to host that wherever you want, correct? And that's what I learned.
Well, I think that's one reason why I have a problem with that, because it's recovering that somebody acquired disabilities for a year, and I see a disability sense that they'll be great for life, or something happens for a year. I think it would be a lesson that the bathroom is available for us to be able to have the meeting if somebody's agreement if we've never been able to.
All right, so has the dissent been withdrawn?
Yes.
All right, so there's been a motion to vote and there was a second. Is there any other dissent? All right, seeing none, we're going to vote on this amendment. This just needs to pass by a simple majority for this amendment to pass, or for this resolution to pass. So those in favor, please raise your placard. Those opposed, please raise your placard. And those that abstain, please raise your placard. All right, by a motion of 10-0-3 that abstain, the resolution passes. Congratulations. Moving on to Resolution 6, supporting the creation of an official Cornell mascot.
I wrote down. So, I found out.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so this is a pretty basic idea. Now, I definitely think that traditions are important to our school. And we have a lot of traditions at Cornell. Some of them are really obvious, like Close Day, Dragon Day, OE. Some of them are less obvious, like student commitment to the midst of the school and whatnot. But I think that, one of the things that I'm doing this year is working with 4-year-old alumni affairs, trying to improve homecoming, trying to bring back people. And in doing so, I've got to look at a lot of, a lot of the athletic traditions going on, a lot of things that people come back to see. And one thing that I've always loved is Touchdown Bear. He's basically a de facto mascot of the school. He's prominently throughout a lot of Cornell's literature and sometimes athletic websites. But he's not actually our mascot. Cornell doesn't have a mascot. Our mascot is the color red. And I think that Cornell should have a mascot. So basically, the resolution today is just here. Encourage the Board of Trustees and the President to come out and actually endorse Touchdown Bear as our mascot to keep that name perpetuated. That's it.
Great. So we have one person on the speaker list so far. A reminder, just raise your hand if you want to speak. And that goes to Representative Kress.
So I know you said you've been working with Coriol, but have you actually spoken with students? Is this like a priority issue? I'm not saying it's a bad idea. I just want to see what the population is.
I mean, I haven't talked to a lot of students. I know most people like Touchdown Bear. I think it's a good mascot. It's not the most intimidating mascot. UC Santa Cruz has a banana slug as their mascot, so that's pretty good. I think it's a tradition of Cornell. Our mascot from 1960s is Cornell football team. We're going to have a bear, a live bear to have. So I think that is an important part of Cornell and just keep it done.
And so it is not the official mascot?
No, it's not the mascot. We have the color red.
You have the big red, right.
All right, next on the speaker's list, Representative Goldberg. Can you? Yeah, we need that.
So you guys got my question. It's kind of we don't have an official mascot.
There's a big red. So our mascot is the color. To make that very clear. We are the color red. That is our mascot. That is our mascot. Touchdown Bear was a bear purchased in 1970 by the Cornell football team. Since then, that acted as a kind of de facto mascot for the school, but it's not actually the school's mascot.
Do you have more? You still have more time.
I know, I'm okay.
All right. Moving on to Representative Sildman.
Sorry, come on.
Oh.
And I know that Harvard is not the mascot.
Well, Harvard is not.
Well,
is that on the record?
But in terms of the fundraiser,
I think it's just important, like, first of all, in terms of, I think that there are certain bodies on the campus that have done a really good job in meeting these traditions. It gives us a band and we talk to folks, contribute a lot to maintaining a lot of the traditions of the school. I haven't really seen that a lot in the students on the campus. We do a lot of smaller projects. So I just think that this is a way that we're showing them, we wanted to see some of the traditions of the school. Obviously, I don't think it's going to make a huge difference in terms of, people recognizing the barrier of mass or not. I just think it's an important step that the school can get to continue a tradition that's been going on for almost 100 years now.
All right, moving on to Representative Mueller.
All right, so I really just like to know what you plan to accomplish with this, other than just changing that little thing on the Wikipedia page from unofficial to official. Because I don't really see any value in it besides that very official. And I'd like to know what you expect to see from branding, from logos, from, we already utilize the Touchdown Bear and a lot of our logos. We use them as a actual physical mascot. officially raised by the Thursday. I don't see where we're going with it. But, yeah. So I think, I'll just start this off. This is one of a couple of resolutions I've been bringing up throughout this year. I'm working with Corey to try and really improve homecoming and trying to do a lot of things that can bring the issue back to come out. And also do something better. I know I talked to Dan about doing concerts for the Glee Club, but do a sing-along concert so students can learn a lot of Cornell songs that they love so deep. This is one small step in a series of things that will go on this year that are really designed to increase priority to maintain a lot of the church. Another thing I'm doing is working with the class council. So you will be a freshman on the field. The tradition was to be seniors on the field for the last game. That's a different tradition that hasn't existed for the past 2 years. That's another thing I'm trying to work with class council. So this is part of a more broad point.
I think what you're doing is very good. Your idea, I'd love to see a lot of things happen. As a question, we wrap up with those. I think that if I were president of the Board of Trustees and the student assembly, we've done so many great things, it seems to me that we'd like to officially tell you that we want the bigger fairs, our mask, everything, touch on fair to mask up. I would probably be a little bit surprised from President Scorsese of the Trustees side of things. And I think that as far as the other things, there are definitely grounds to do that, and I think that history that you can definitely make them happen, but through the route of student assembly might not be the best. So.
All right, moving on to Representative Desai. Call the question. This is new business. All right.
Dissent.
There's been dissent. Can you explain your dissent?
I think that, like, if we're going to go forward with this and put our name on this, it's just actually talk to students and, like, actually see if they care enough that we should graduate resolution, because we are the representative voice of the undergraduate population here in Texas. I applaud this, but I do also agree with the other sentiments of everyone else, and that we should, like, do it. I understand that's a great idea, but if the students don't support it or they're just apathetic about it, then it may not be worth our time. So I think that if there's a way we can poll students beforehand to see if they would want this change, I would gladly send my support for it afterwards.
So I would withdraw my call to question, but I don't think we should spend any more time on this. So I'm going to call the question.
All right, so you're keeping your motion to move it to new business. Okay, there's been another motion to dissent. You have a minute to explain your dissent. All right.
Well, I was just going to say, I mean, we've had NCAA competitions where they call it Big Red, and Big Red is the Cornell Big Red. What exactly is the problem with keeping this? I mean, it's not like we're not being recognized when we do reach big tournaments and such as the Big Red. It's not like people have problems with it.
So, dissent has been explained. We're not going to vote on the the motion. So this also needs to pass by a two-thirds majority to move to new business. Yes.
This is I'm not calling the question on the resolution. We're moving into business of the day. You have the opportunity to write this down as well.
Okay.
It's just voting for the tempo today.
Okay.
In the future, points of information should be directed to the chair. So thank you. So we're going to actually vote to move to new business of the day, and that requires a two-thirds vote of members present. So if you want to move it to new business of the day, if you want to vote on this right now, please raise your placards. All right. Those that are opposed to moving it to new business of the day, please raise your placards. All right. And those that abstain, please raise your placards. All right, by a motion of 5-5-3, the motion does not pass. This does not move to business of the day. We'll be seeing this next week to vote on it. Thanks, Jeffrey. All right, so now moving back, we kind of had a little snafu with the agenda, and we actually left off Resolution 3, the real Resolution 3, the reestablishment of the Greek LGBTQ Relations Ad Hoc Committee. So this is actually going to be unfinished business. We're moving back in our agenda because it was actually left off our agenda by our mistake. So Representative Trefison.
Just to clarify, everything on the top, it was originally presented on September 3rd, and at the station, and now it's September 3rd, and it's SA Resolution number 3.
You have 2 minutes to explain your resolution.
Again, about what the LGBTQ community does. In the past week, I've been reportedly at an event, and a lot of great discussions came up, and I think that's where we're looking to go with the committee. It's really open up to discussion of issues. So things like coming up to a chapter, better advertising, greater support of discrimination, and yes, there was someone at an open party, leading to a discrimination or an offense. And then just generally dealing up with issues that come up throughout the year, coming up with plans, be prepared for anything, and additionally other other ideas that we had last year, and we really want to bring them back up this year, and we don't want to forget about them. And I did want to make a quick amendment to the resolution.
All right.
We wanted to get rid of, in the BHC further resolve clause, where it says the Interpretation Council Executive Board, we would strike Executive Board, and change it to Representative from the Interpretation Council, maybe use the same version. And all the Council Executive Board, strike Executive Board, but Representative from Fundamental, and same from Multicultural Media Letter Council, strike Executive Board, and Representative from, and the final amendment is the final amendment is not ever passed.
Okay. Do you have them already? All right. Great. So since you're presenting the resolution, you find it friendly, so it's okay. We don't have to vote on it.
One more thing. Pan-Lenic is misspelled.
All right. It's been called to my attention that Pan-Lenic is misspelled.
There's no dash.
Change will be made for the final.
Oh, my bad.
Okay. Great. So is there anything else you want to present on?
No.
All right, I'm opening up the speakers list. The first representative is Representative Desai.
Thank you for promoting bringing it back to the day logging.
The great ones
for I guess I have a couple of questions. I was in the committee for a meeting last year, so can you talk a little bit about like what the committee was that was possible last year? I also remember there was like an issue. I don't know if it was an issue, but I don't know if it kind of brought up. Have you already got commitments from the Tri-Council to have representatives there, something like that?
So this was an issue that came last week.
So I took this primarily to the ICC, that's the board I sit on, but I think it's
fine for there to be a representative from the Greek community, but it doesn't necessarily have to be a member of the council executive board, and we came to a conclusion primarily because right now, with everything that's going on, all Greek executive boards are pretty strapped. Like, it's a never-ending theme of work. So if one of us can make it, then we would rather, we would be that representative, and if not, then we'd appoint someone. This just gives us the flexibility. And the applications are going out tonight, so you should have a representative very soon. And same for Red Light, who is using that.
Right, and I'm also starting to give you members on the original. Last year was mostly a planning session. We didn't really get to implement a lot of the stuff we were interested in doing. It kind of came along later in the year. It was really kind of focusing on what challenges we need to have. It was just kind of one of our trying to survey the community body of what they think about how we can see people in their house, and what they on campus, and what we can do about what we have to do. Mental health issues in the community. So it's all a matter of coming up with a bunch of things at that point, and I think it's really necessary to just take this year and start implementing something.
All right, the speakers list has been exhausted. Is there anyone else that would like to speak?
Call the question.
It is business of the day. All right, there's been a call to question. Is there a second? All right, there's the second. Is there any dissent? All right, we're going to vote on this resolution. This is unfinished business. So if you're going to vote in favor of this resolution, please raise your placard. Those that are opposed, please raise your placard. All right, and those that abstain, please raise your placard. All right, by a vote of 12-0-2, the resolution passes. And the reestablishment of the Greek LGBTQ Relations Ad Hoc Committee has been reaffirmed. All right, moving back to new business. So this is the last one that we're going to be discussing today before we move into executive session, is SA Resolution 7, creating the SA New York City Tech Campus Ad Hoc Committee. Representatives Locke, Boozman, and Wolfert. Sorry.
Is it Suzelman? Is that how you say it?
Yeah, can you please, for the record, state exactly how to say your next last name? Okay.
Why is it third?
So before we get into some quick amendments.
Sure, you have 2 minutes to present.
Okay, and the first is therefore resolved upon the last part of the presentation be subject to one of the engineering representatives.
Could you state that again? Sorry.
And the first is therefore resolved upon is to say that the committee shall be chaired by one of the engineering representatives. The last one.
Okay. So I went, okay. So just striking this and one of the at-large representatives. Correct? Okay, cool.
Yeah, I have some questions that what was the project that we're working on. Basically this summer, and I've been reading a lot about the New York City Tech Campus that Cornell's proposing, and a lot of the application materials that I've seen really just talked about like when I was grade school, what we could offer New York City. But I think that, we think that it really is more important for students off the university to find a solution on this. So right now we're in the process of working with closed media to create a video that we just got back to the and basically the idea is to show why the students want this, what it means for students to have a campus in their city, and what can we bring New York City. And especially if you look at competition, like one of our main competitors is Stanford in this tech campus. 50% of their students in online told that they didn't want this campus. This is why they should move across the country. So we think that a huge selling point can be the student's view. So that's something that we're doing. The reason why I thought that an ad hoc committee would be a good idea is to publicize the effort. And also, even though the video is the first thing we're doing, we're hoping to get that done sometime in October, early October. We're, as it goes on, we're also going to try to find some other ways to bring students together and to show Mayor Bloom
we were able to talk with the administration, no longer can. So there will be a time where, but hopefully Luther will put it back and we will have a time for representing Cornell on a social level when.
Great. So is there anyone that would like to speak on the resolution? All right. So first representative, first representative Trefison.
What kind of information do you guys have on the campus
so far?
How
is all the students planning to represent this time? We had a meeting early last week. With the ministers from the communication, both in the engineering school and university wide. And they explained to us a lot about what they're doing. Obviously, there's some things they're still taking care of stuff. But what was really good was the tech campus team, which is a very collaborative place, something that they're really stressing. So, for instance, if we succeed in the tech campus, you're not going to have to tell us, one of the departments who can't come to the campus. What you have is what it helps. And they give people better problems. Like, let's say lighting in the subway system is a support. A group of engineers will get together and work on that project, and that's how you earn gratitude for working this project. So it's a really interesting kind of way, and it's very interdepartmental. That's some of the stuff that we've been learning. And in terms of getting that information, we're going to try to utilize a lot of the things that are important to them, things like collaboration, in terms of making the video and further effort.
All right, next on the speakers list is student elected trustee Alex Flores.
Hey guys,
Next on the speakers list is Representative Gitlin.
Yeah, I was basically going to say something similar. Are you guys, like, basically my one concern with this, or I guess advice, is that to make sure that when you do submit it, I feel like this might be an overgeneralization, but with a lot of these projects, a front runner comes very, you know, shows up very quickly, and as you identified, it's Stanford and maybe Cornell, and who knows if another one will emerge in the next couple of weeks. So just make sure that while you do have the leeway of the extra time when the institution itself does not, just make sure that you get it in before, you know, the judging panel has made at least a soft decision.
Right, and I can actually let you know that we're going to try to get something done by next weekend because the administration offered us a spot on the new athletic billboard to basically do like a flip of what we're doing. So, you know, we're really trying to like get the flip meeting, get them to figure out the 20 seconds for the next flip so that during the homecoming game, they're being flipped about the state.
That's awesome.
Great job, guys. All right, next on the speakers list is Representative Mueller.
Yeah, this is awesome. I'm very pleased to hear about this. I'm very excited to get on with this. And I just wanted to ask, you just hinted at some of this, but I would like all of us to know what type of collaboration you have thus far with the administration and to what extent they're supporting. You know, I would want you guys to talk to your place where if you start to step after that deadline, they think you're just little pockets of the administration somehow. Because we've been accused of that in a lot of different things, particularly with the food barriers. There was a student movement from that that got very heavily criticized. It's just being public with the administration.
Yeah, I mean, the administration has been fantastic. One of the things that they were actually saying was we were asking for any support that they wanted in the video, and they were very explicit that they didn't really want to get involved. They didn't want to have any. They were like, you take this project where you want to see it go. But they did give us some good advice on what they didn't tell you when to the campus are. So we can highlight those as well as the students' place.
I mean, they also talked about
people
advisory boards,
All right. Moving on to Representative Desai. All right. There's been a motion to move this to business of the day. Is there a second? Is there any defense? All right. You guys know the deal. We need
a call for acclamation.
All right. There's been a call for acclamation. Is there any dissent? Call for acclamation means that there's unanimous consent. Is there a second? Is there any dissent? All right. There's been a call for acclamation. There's been a second with no dissent. So by unanimous consent, essay resolution number 7 has been moved to business of the day. We can now vote, or unfinished business, excuse me. So we can now vote on it. Is there anyone else that wants to speak on the speakers list? Oh, okay. There's been a call to question. There's a second. Is there any dissent? All right. So right now for this resolution to pass, we just need a simple majority of members present. So those that are in favor, please raise your placard or your hand if your placard is not next to you. All right. And those opposed, please raise your placard. Those that abstain, please raise your placard. All right, by a vote of 15-0-0, resolution number 7 passes. Congratulations. All right, we have exhausted our agenda for today. We are actually moving into executive session for the representatives present. What executive session means for everyone in the audience is it's just we close our doors and it's an internal meeting. So we want to thank everyone for coming for our second essay meeting. For those in the audience that are running, we just once again like to welcome you and congratulate you and good luck. So thank you so much.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.